Welcome back to the second part of the Townships at 12 for today. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and in this part of the show, I will be talking with Haley Harrison Hopps, owner of the popular new store in Lenoxville, Rustic Roots. We will hear a song by Cassie Ashton first, Till the Lights Go Out, and then we will hear the interview right after the song, so please stay tuned.
Can't list the reasons why I'm restless on a hill, trying to make an arrow fly. I'm itching for the kill. Before my wheels came loose, I'd keep rolling my own way. Even if you nailed my boots, my feet would never. Maybe I made of big dreams in small towns, always chasing who I wanna be and who I am right now. I can't trade a star for stone, wish for bone when I was born for taking bow. Make me or break me, I'm gonna run it down till the lights go out. Some people, they don't mind being happy as they are. I wish I was the kind, but I don't have the heart. If I settle like the dust, how will I ever know how much is enough and how far I'll go if I don't?
And today I'm very pleased to welcome Haley Harrison Hopps to the Townships at 12. Now, Haley owns the store. It's called Rustic Roots. That's right in the heart of Lenoxville, right on Queen Street. It's right in the same building as the hair salon. So how's it going, Haley? We talked last time we talked, it was a little few weeks before your store opened. So now it's open and going strong, I guess.
Oh, yes. We've now got, I think we're 33 vendors now in the space. We're completely full. It's been phenomenal. The people and friends and family of Lenoxville have been extraordinary in coming and supporting us.
That is wonderful. Okay, 33 vendors. That's not a huge, huge space either. How big is the store?
Well, it's 3,000 square feet. So it's quite big.
Okay.
There's three different rooms. So the first room is more like the gift shop, and then the second room, there's other vendors and a lounge area where you can sit. And then the third room has all different booths, so all different vendors. We also have the area where you can sit and play bingo on Tuesday nights, or we also have classes starting up this month.
Okay, classes. Wow, because you talked about that before. What kind of classes are scheduled for this month?
This month, if I do remember correctly, there's come in and paint a jack-o'-lantern. There's a carve your own pumpkin. I do believe there's a centerpiece workshop. There's a few. I can't remember them offhand, but yes, there is a few, and they will be posted in the door of the store.
Okay, that's great, especially for Halloween. It gets really, you know, a lot of community spirit there. That's wonderful.
For Halloween, from 4 to 7, we have quite a few vendors coming in to dress up, and we will be giving out candy in the store. So if you want to come down, come on in with the kids, that it's from 4 to 7, and get your trick-or-treat candy.
Okay, and that's on Halloween, the 31st?
Yeah.
Okay, that's great. What a wonderful idea. Okay, let's talk about some of the vendors. What can people find there? Because I know all the gifts are unique, great ideas for birthdays and Christmas coming up too.
Oh, yes, we have everything. We just have a new vendor came in this week. Her name is Melissa. It happens to be my sister. She's got candy, but it's not your regular candy. It's candy you can't get at other stores around us. So it's quite fun. She's got like Charleston Chews. She's got old-fashioned peppermint sticks, everything. She has pickles, the little single dill pickles. So she's quite interesting, and she's also got drinks with that. So she's got some Starbucks drinks, and she's got Yoo-hoos and all sorts of goodies. We also have the Christmas Cave opening soon. That's my booth, and everything in it is Christmas, so that's opening. We also have antiques. We have sublimation cups. We have cricket ornaments. We have the Quirk Emporium, which is everything quirky you can think of, everything from a mozzarella purse to a skeletal boat made out of a jaw of a fish. So we have a little bit of everything in the store.
Okay, that sounds really unusual. Great place to get something different, too, if you want to get something for somebody that has everything.
Oh, absolutely. We have cards. We have a lot of new things coming up for Christmas, and that is coming. We will be officially decorated for Christmas the 5th of November. So that'll be done, and yes, the season is coming.
Okay, I noticed that you decorate your store quite often, so that's kind of neat, too. It's always nice to look at the window.
Yes, we're always changing. Our booths, our vendors change all the time. They take out other things, bring in new things. Things are added every week. I can't, if you think you've seen it all, come back again, because you haven't.
Do you have a lot of change of vendors coming and going, and how does it work for the vendors?
No, our vendors are with me for a year. So if you come in, that vendor will be there for a year. So there's no, like, the vendors change their items, but the vendors don't change. Sometimes we add a couple if there's a space. Right now we are full. We can't add anybody. So, which is good considering when I opened, we had quite a few spaces left, and now we've got a waiting list. So that's amazing. So our vendors are with us for a year.
Okay, that's good. So they have to sign a contract for a year. So is it possible for somebody that's interested to put their name on the list?
Absolutely. You can come down to the store, or you can call us 569-7070. But the best thing is to come down, show me what you're selling, and I'll put you on the list.
Oh, how has the store turned out? Is it what you thought it would be, better, different?
It's beyond my expectations. Like I said, the support of the locals, the rentals, the students, the seniors, it's crazy. And we also have the gently used kids' clothing. So the choice is unbelievable. So we're highlighting that right now so that we can get the middle group of ages into the store as well, because there's so much choice.
Mm-hmm. Kids' clothes, they're not worn very often. So that's a great idea. Everybody, you know, that has children looking for a chance to have clothes. And like I said, they're mostly all gently used now.
Okay. Oh, absolutely. And, it's like, the choice is incredible. There's boys, girls, right up to, I think, size 7. So okay. it's quite a choice there. So it's you got to come check out the kiddo closet.
That's pretty neat. When is the store open? What are the store hours?
It's open. We're closed Monday, Tuesday. Wednesday, we are 10 to 5. Thursday, Friday, we are 10 to 7. Saturday, 10 to 4. And Sunday, 11 to 3. And as of November 5th, we're open 7 days a week.
Oh, okay. Getting ready for Christmas.
Yeah, till after. Oh, yes. So after the holidays. So we want to make it so people can come in after work or come in on hours that they normally can't. So that's why we're staying open, but we're excited.
Okay. How does the bingo work? You say you have a group and you play bingo in the back on Tuesday nights?
Yeah, it changes every week. Some people come, some people don't. You just come on in, buy a ticket because we sell tickets for the bingo there. You come on in. Sometimes we have snacks. Sometimes we're only 4. Sometimes we're 13. So it depends on whoever wants to come. There's lots of place. So I open the door and come on in, or let me know in a message on Facebook in case something happened and it got canceled and I played with my mom.
Okay. And I should add, this is the CJMQ bingo. Good. So that sounds...
Absolutely.
That sounds great. Okay. Any challenges you've met along the way so far with the store?
You know what? It's actually been beyond what I expected. So... the challenges are basically trying to keep everybody happily where they are and you know, like managing a group of 33 people. So, but I have management experience, so at least there's that. So yeah, that. But besides that, and even that is not a challenge. It's just something that's got to be done. So I can't explain how beyond my dreams this venture was.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm very happy for you. Any projects, anything special about the store coming up in the future?
Well, right now, we're just gearing up for Halloween and Christmas. Mm-hmm. Like I said, we're going to have classes. We're going to have photos with Santa. We're going to have VIP evenings where you can shop for people that can't get there, you know, during the day. We're going to open in the evenings from, like, say, 6 to 8, and we'll shop by fairy lights. So it will be very, very relaxing. There'll be charcuteries, there will be punch, non-alcoholic punch. So all these evenings are coming up, and they will all be posted on our page at Rustic Roots, or on Instagram as well, Rustic Roots, and as well it'll be posted in the door.
Okay, so you have page on Facebook, Rustic Roots, and one on Instagram.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have a website any other place, or?
No, we don't have a website as of yet because our items change so much. It would be too hard to have like an online shop. So we keep it to Facebook and Instagram.
Okay, so people can get an idea of the store and see some pictures of the products, I guess, on there.
Exactly.
Okay, that's good. Anything else you wanted to add before we go, Haley?
No, not really. I just would, like, again, thank you for the support from our local community. It's been incredibly, incredibly beyond what I thought. Check out our events coming up. Please bring your kids down to have Halloween. Candy is abundant, and we'd love to see you. We'll all be dressed up, and then look for all the new things coming for Christmas.
Okay, that sounds wonderful. I'll have to pass by this week. Haley Harrison Hobbs for her store, Rustic Roots, right in the heart of Lenoxville on Queen Street. So thanks very much, Haley, and all the best on all the events in the store.
Thank you very much, Maureen.
I'm a walking, talking to you, John Letter. It's the last time I'm ever gonna grace your porch. Burn it in your brain, take a Polaroid picture. Bet you think I'm gonna miss you, but you'll miss me more. You say you want space. Well, okay, baby, have it your way. In my walk away jeans, I'll show you free. Take a good look, in a second I'll be free like a hippie, free like a pie, free like a bird on a telephone. Till I tap in, looking back real sad in the rearview mirror now.
This ain't one of those. On again, off again. Get a little gone, then reappear. If you think I won't go, baby, hold my beer. I'm free like a hippie, free like a bird. Free like a bird on a telephone wire. Free like a Chevy on a don't look back road. Bye-bye, my baby, on the radio. Head spinning in the dust, I space. Well, okay, baby, have it your way. I won't lose sleep over your goodbye.
A new one from Maddie and Tay, and the song is Free Like, here on The Cube, 88.9 FM. You're listening to The Townships at 12. Next up, we have some health news here on The Townships at 12. What happens to your body when you have obstructive sleep apnea? If you snore, it could be a sign that you have obstructive sleep apnea. Dr. Varen Summers, a Mayo Clinic cardiologist with a focus on sleep apnea, says it's a serious medical condition that can cause heart problems and other health issues. Dr. Summers co-authored a recent study published in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology on the treatment of obstructive sleep apnea and its impact on cardiovascular disease. Obstructive sleep apnea occurs when a person stops and starts breathing while asleep. It happens because the throat muscles relax and block the airway. The tongue can fall backwards and can obstruct the airway, causing either snoring or obstruction, says Dr. Summers. When a person is breathing normally, their blood oxygen saturation level is usually between 95% and 100%. Dr. Summers says obstructive sleep apnea can drop that oxygen level down to as low as 70% or 60%. It can cause high blood pressure and strain your cardiovascular system, increasing the risk of heart problems. What we can do is to give you an oxygen monitor to wear at home and look at the oxygen tracing. And if it looks problematic, then you can have a sleep study, he says. If you're diagnosed with sleep apnea, treatment may include weight loss, a continuous positive airway pressure machine, or CPAP, a mouthpiece designed to keep the throat open, postural therapy to prevent you from sleeping on your back, or even surgery or implanting a device that stimulates the airway to be more open during sleep. And that's our health news today, and it's from the Mayo Clinic.
Boys in the ball caps, I'm dressed to the nines. If it seems
just 25. Boy, you don't know how good you got it. Trying to explain, but won't you stop it?
We just heard from Alice and Daniels, and the song is called Woman. I'd like to thank my guest today, Lois Dana, in the first half hour of today's show, Student Life Counselor for Indigenous and Intercultural Students at Champlain College in Lenoxville. Also in the second part, I'd like to thank Haley Harrison Hobbs, owner of Rustic Roots, the store on Queen Street in Lenoxville. Check it out. And we'll close the show today with a new song from Morgan Wallen, Lies, Lies, Lies. And anybody, if you have an idea for an interview, please give me an email, cjmqnews@gmail.com. Have a wonderful afternoon, everyone, and thanks for listening.
Don't come down with the sun. I won't hate myself when the morning comes. No thoughts of your body running through my head. No bottle of bourbon beside the bed. Good. It wasn't no thing to give you up. Never reached for you in another touch. Don't ever think about you with them. And girl, tonight I won't call again and again. Ain't nothing but lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. Girl, I'm on a downhill dive. Habits and hard heartbreaks are hard to break. So I just tell the same old lies, lies, lies. Yeah, baby, I can try, try, try to act like I don't give a damn, but I do. Bet you're missing me bad as I miss you. Snowballs to a phone call sounded something stupid, baby. Cause the truth is, the 90 proof is telling me lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. Lies, lies, lies. Girl, I'm on a downhill dive. Habits and hard heartbreaks are hard to break. So I just tell the same old lies, lies, lying to myself. Why in the hell do I keep saying I can get you back? That's about as honest as saying that I don't come down with the sun. I won't hate myself when the morning comes. Them ain't nothing but lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you.